We're here on KSOM as we get ready for this girls' state basketball tournament game between Exiree HK and St. Albert. Joining us now is head coach for the Spartans, Tom Peterson, on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show. And, Coach, here it is, state tournament time. How are you feeling coming into this ball game against the Saints?
Well, I'm excited for our girls and just the opportunity, you know, for them to be down here. You know, the Iowa girl, this is where you want to end up. And, you know, if you're playing basketball in the month of March, Chris, that means usually good things are happening. So couldn't be more proud of this group. But obviously we have a very tough contest today.
How similar are you to St. Albert in terms of style of play?
Not very. You know, just because the fact they've got so much depth and they're so talented, you know, all the way through their lineup. You know, he's able to rotate 10 girls, you know, and obviously that keeps girls fresh. And so, you know, we're going to have to pick and choose when we can and can't do things. And then obviously try to limit them as much as we can.
Well, it's amazing because you're similar in many ways on the stat sheet. You've scored about the same amount of points. You've given up about the same amount of points. So the point differential is the same. Three-point shooting is neither of you have amazing numbers there, but about the same. You know, they're a little bit better rebounder. You have a little bit more steals than them. So that was the reason for my question. So how do you explain so many similarities there?
Well, I just think, you know, the way that I would say probably some the half-court settings, you know, I look at what they do defensively. They're going to, you know, they're going to go full court, Chris, the entire game. They're going to try to wear you down. And obviously that works a lot, you know, with what they've got because, they're like I said, they're just so athletic. And then if you look at their rebounding, the offensive rebounds that they have, they're just – it's unreal, you know, because they send a lot of girls there and – Ava Underwood and then Brooklyn Rutledge, they're just their forces when it comes to going to the offensive board. So, you know, like I said, we have our work cut out for us. And, you know, obviously, Chris, when you've got the height that they've got, the length that they have, it makes it exceptionally difficult. So, you know, we just have to make sure that you're doing things that you've practiced throughout the season. And we've got to be able to finish defensive possessions with rebounds.
Yeah, and how key is it going to be with Harlow Miller and Jalen Peterson? What are they going to have to focus on to position themselves to get some of those rebounds?
Well, the biggest thing is when shots go up, don't look at the ball. You need to find the white jersey. That's one of the things that I've been trying to get inside of our girls' brains here as of late. You know, they're going to send girls there, look for a white jersey before you find the ball. That's what you have to do. Like I said, it's they go to the offensive boards, Chris, and, you know, they have 369 on the year. I don't know what that averages out, but it's when you see them on film, they had over 20 against Coon Rapids Bayard, and they find the right creases, if you will, to get there. So you got to find bodies.
How key has your defense been to kind of set the tone for your team here, especially through the playoffs?
Well, it keeps you in games. You know, you look at how we shot, even in the last game, it wasn't very good. But defense is what's going to keep you there. And that hasn't been any different for us all year. In our close games that we've had, our defense has played really, really well. And I told the girls in practice, it's going to take our best defensive effort of the season.
Taryn Peterson leads you in scoring. She can obviously explode at any moment, but sometimes I feel like in games like this, unlikely players can come through in unlikely moments. Have you seen that over the years in big games like this?
Well, you know, I don't know for sure because usually your big time players usually come ready to play regardless. And, you know, Taryn's going to be ready, but they all are, Chris. You have to be. You know, you're in the final eight of the entire state of Iowa, and you're there for a reason, and you're also playing the best teams for a reason. So, you know, they were ranked number one this year at times. I understand that, but, you know, it's 32 minutes. The kids are going to have to play four quarters of fabulous basketball, but every team has to, you know, but like I said, if this is where you want to be at this time of year.
What do you think that St. Albert's going to throw at Taryn and what she's going to have to try and overcome to get shots off and get her points?
Well, different people, you know, they're going to have different people that guard her, and they're going to be very, very, very physical with her, because that's exactly what I would do. You know, you want to try to make sure that you, I'm not going to say you try to push her off her spot, but you want to try to make sure that you kind of wedge her away. But, you know, that's what I've told her. You know, she's got to make sure that she's able to have her shoulders lower when she's attacking the basket so you get into their body. So, you know, it's all of them. You know, they just, like I said, you got to play your best game.
And just overall, what do you just make of this opportunity here to go to state and play here at the Casey Center? You don't get a chance to do that with a team each and every year.
No, and that's what I want our girls to understand and remember, because this is it's a special, special time, and I want them to enjoy the moment. You know, you get down there. The way that the girls' union represents the Iowa girl is second to none across the country, and that's no joke. You know, we're the only state that has our own girls' association / union, and they just put on a great show for the kids, and, you know, that's what this is all about.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show, and looking forward to this game here tonight against St. Albert. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Don Peterson, head coach for Xyra EHK Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.